Now this is Lishma.
Oh, very good. Very good. But he doesn't know what you're talking about,
What's
though.
Lishma? What's Lishma?
Lishma. That's all you
You
got to
have
know.
to join the daf, and then you'll find out.
What's it? What's the daf?
He's doing daf. He's doing daf kitzur. Okay, so, okay, Simen Kuf. Where are we? Kuf Chav Tes. Hold on.
Your video's off.
Yeah, that's because you don't want to get dizzy.
Kuf Chav
I'm sorry. Kuf Chav Tes.
Ches.
Sif Ches. Yeah. So La'achash Gomar at Tfilas Ma'ariv B'Leil Rishon, after Ma'ariv on the first night of Rosh Hashanah. This is actually an important halacha. Notice that it doesn't say la'alter l'chaim tovim l'shalom and b'sivin shel tzaddikim about all that stuff. It doesn't say that. It says the only mitzvah is l'shana tovim techasav esichasim. Now, what's unfortunate is because of the last bunch of words that people add on, people don't end up wishing the bracha to each other because they don't want to say the whole long thing and they're in a rush and they're tired. Blah, blah. It's incorrect. Lashana is doesn't it doesn't take much longer than saying good Shabbos, good Yom Tov. And it's an important minig to wish everybody well in Klal Yisrael that you meet.
Everyone, but
So
is there a mitzvah to go spend 27 minutes doing it?
anybody, as I think, I can't say for sure, but anybody who you meet says kol echad l'chaveiroi. So if you don't have friends, so then okay, right? But
Williamsburg, don't they
anybody.
do this the whole night?
I have no idea.
In Williamsburg, they go, you go to your parents, you go to your in-laws, your grandparents, and you never eat.
I don't know. Listen, what point is that it means something. So those that don't do it, it's really they're really losing out. Right? So forget it. Don't say it's funny. 1 year I decided I'm going to do this. Instead of, I said, Lashana de'chasav is a chasim. And then I stopped. I ended up spending so much time answering that that's the Iker Din in Shulchan Aruch. I just started saying the rest of it because it just wasn't worth it. Because right? They look at me like, why'd you stop? Well, you know, it says that in Shulchan Aruch, what should I tell you? Then it became a whole discussion. Then the line really, whatever you went down the line, it was like, okay. Anyways. Yeah. But during the day, you don't say it. The ksiva is already written before chatzos. And on Leil Sheni, the minhag is to say, sometimes some people can get judged on Yom Sheni. And the truth is, you can get judged anytime during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. We just consider ourselves middlemen, so we don't get signed till Yom Kippur. Right? Test. This is actually tomorrow's daf. This is tomorrow's kitzur, and it's tomorrow's daf. Take whatever you want from that. All right. The minig is to do siman and lashana tayva. Bidvash. You dip the challah in dvash. Kazayas, and after you eat a kazayas, I mean you retzayin shetachash lashana tayva masuka. Tapuach bidvash. Right. You dip the apple in the honey. And notice the whole issue with the Peiros Eretz Yisrael he doesn't discuss, and that's because Mustama they didn't have them in Europe. That's my assumption. Bal-chai. You eat the head of anything that was alive. Keves. You should really go for a keves, right? For the head of a sheep. Should we ask the Olam which one of the Yidden brings a keves for a kapara for a shoygin based on the daf? Should that be a test now? Because I would flunk it, right? Yeah, sheyeh gam kein zecher le'elo shel Yitzchak, right? To the aisle of Yitzchak, right? Not ayol repenach, right? Just without a nakuda there. Yeah, that had to do with the
Right.
morning shir, right? But gam yirakas eichlim vegetables eisen shiyesh and bendina he shem hamayr l'tayva, whatever it has in that particular country, that that would infer something good, you eat it. Kamoi b'medaseinu marin, but they do in our medinas, you do carrots, which marin means to make more. You know, everybody makes these jokes, the raisin salary, these are Syria. It sounds like from the kids, so you can make up anything you want if it fits into the terminology. To do pruru like fish, but don't cook the fish in vinegar. You can't eat anything that's chamutzim is sour or more bitter. But Rosh Hashanah, because you don't want that to be a chas v'shalom, a bad siman. However,
How
hot
does that
foods.
work? How does this work with what we learned today? Davening is really for the klal.
What's that? Why not?
I should be a roish and not a tail. You know,
It
I
doesn't mean
don't
means Klal
have a. And raising
It doesn't mean
salary
that you
doesn't
should.
fit in with.
It doesn't mean that you should sit in the front of the Bismarck and get the aliyahs. I don't think that's what it means.
ISO should have a raising salary.
Yeah,
Klal
and
is
by the
okay.
way, Naftali, after tonight's daf, when it says that if you have power, you're actually an eved. Why would you want that?
I didn't say I wanted anything. I just wanted to say
Right, so that's not what
how
Rosh,
going for school
that's not
is,
what
you
Rosh,
know.
no, that's not what Rosh and Zonov means. That's what I think. Rosh and Zonov mean that Klal Yisrael should not have to be. Right now we're a Zonov, right? The Matzav in Eretz Yisrael, as powerful as Israel is, and they do da, da. Bottom line is they're a Zonov, they're the tail. They have to meander to every country in the world to try and right. So we're still the Zonov, I think. Again, political analysis aside. Right, fine. Vein levashal oisam, no vinegar. I've just read it also, but poppers, which is very popular food nowadays, spicy. Most poskim can say spicy is no problem. What's the matter with having a spicy year? Right. And eat fat meat and all sorts of candies and sweet things, right? Because that's the shaila sourdough. I'm unclear. Should you eat sourdough? Is it sour? Is it not sour?
Because the name is
It's
sour, it
not
doesn't sound
sour. It
sour.
doesn't taste. It's not. Doesn't taste sour.
It's certainly
It's
way more sour than regular challah.
but it's not. It's not like having like a.
it's pretty.
It's not having like a sour worm. You have like a sour candy. That's sour. Sourdough is not like that.
It is much more sour than regular bread, though. So I don't know. I listen. I have it. By the way, I have it, but I'm just saying I'm not sure.
I'll be with
About
the same
time I
stuffing
still
as
am.
you.
Yeah.
Your
Gam
father didn't
Noigens.
let me have Frank's Red Hot or Crane.
He didn't let you have red hot. That's a chiddush. I
He's
wish I would get
he.
a knife that would cut it well.
Oh,
That you could
cool.
have. Yeah, that there's plenty of knives like that.
You're supposed to get a new knife for Rosh Hashanah.
That's true. That's a minig, right? Yeah. Gam Noigens Shalei Lechol Egoizim. You don't eat nuts. Ki Egoiz B'Gematria Your Chet. Egoiz is Gematria Your Chet. So the question is, does it mean all nuts, only some nuts,
I want to tell you
walnuts?
something. I had a customer this week who called me
Yeah.
up. Their husband is makbid not to have anything with walnut. And on the back of Lieber's onion consomme, it says walnut oil or palm oil. And they made food already for Rosh Hashanah. And they called up Lieber's, and Lieber's would not say, they said either walnut oil or palm oil. We're not telling you which one. And they threw out all of their food that they made for Rosh Hashanah. Because their husband won't eat it because it said it might contain walnut oil. I'm serious. I had it this
It's
week. I
Baltashkes.
had it this week. She drove me crazy. She texted me 17 times. Did you find out from Lieber's? Did you find out from Lieber's if there's walnut oil in
So
it?
somebody asked me, actually, somebody asked me a shiloh similar that she had epis, walnut, a little thing in the food, and the husband doesn't want to eat it. Da-da. And I said to them, it's perfectly fine. And if you don't want to eat it, drop it off at my house and I'll gladly eat it.
She told me
So I
today, she
think.
actually spoke to Lieber's today, and she said, and they said they would not give her an answer. They said either walnut oil or palm oil. We don't know him any more than that. And she said her husband won't eat it.
Oh, somebody just texted or a little while ago. Can I serve poppers on Rosh Hashanah? Yeah. But okay, people get meshuggah. You guys, that's not the point because First, it's a gematria chet, so that means if you eat the whole thing. But then the next one is gam marbim kicha v'niya. It makes you have phlegm, mevatlam es tefillin, and it causes you not to be able to daven, right? But that you're not going to get from epis, an ingredient. How many people are makbid on this next one, David? Yesh lilmoid ala shulchan taira. You should sit and learn taira at a table. Some people learn Mishnayos Masechta Rosh Hashanah. It's proper. Again, it doesn't say it's aser. It's proper not to be together, a couple to be together on the two nights Rosh Hashanah, even if it falls on a Shabbos. If it's mikvah night, al yivata leinasa, they shouldn't push it off. And then he should toivel himself in the morning from tumah. And the place can say, if there's a lot of desire, then avada, it's the proper thing to do to be together. Rosh Hashanah, k'shem ravinu malkenu chatanu lefanecha. This is actually a great pirish on the avinu malkenu. Listen to this, because I don't know, maybe I didn't chop this before, but today when I was looking at it, I chopped this, I think I chopped. When you say avinu malkenu chatanu lefanecha, notice that on Rosh Hashanah, there's nothing about tshuva and chatayim and all that stuff, right? So then what's pshat in the Avinu Malkeinu? We say chatanu lefanecha. Meaning you don't want to say that on a day that Hashem is looking for on Yom Kippur when you're trying to do tshuva, you want to say chatanu lefanecha. Not on Rosh Hashanah when you're looking for Him to make a good gezar din on us, right? So ein lahakas be'egrif alachaza, you shouldn't, the first thing the kids says, you shouldn't bang on your chest, the same way that people do it during the weekend on Yom Kippur. You're not supposed to say Vida on Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom Tov. This is what you have done. This is the Pirish, how to understand the first three Avinu Malkeinus. Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha. We have sinned in front of you. Kloimar, Aveseinu Chatu Lefanecha She'avdu Avedah Zarah. Our forefathers did Avodah Zarah. Anybody who learns Nach knows that. Then the next Avinu Malkeinu is Aval Anachnu Ein Lanu Melech El Ata. We only have you, Hashem. Right? We don't do Avodah Zarah. And then the third, Lachein Avinu Malkeinu Asei Maru Leman Shemecha. Because of that, do for us like for your sake. Right? So meaning, we're not saying, now we just turned Chatanu Lefanecha into not that we're confessing. We're saying that our fathers did something wrong. We're not like that. Ein lanu melech ela ata. That's the second Avinu Malkeinu. And then Memela, say imanu l'man shemecha. Right? There you go. Now we're yaitza preparing Rosh Hashanah davening. Right? And that's the way to understand the first three. Fine. B'shas haitzah sefetar nogin lema shleishas remidas. The meaning is to say the 13 midas, v'yesh lahaslam and vayavar, and some, you should start from vayavar, v'yamar vayavar, shem apana v'yikra, and we don't do that. V'shabbos yesh mekayim yesh einam yud gimel midas, v'lay rabbi nishlam, some shuls don't say yud gimel midas on Shabbos. Now he starts with the shir tkiyas, okay, yud gimel. Shir tkiyas l'chatchila tzrichan liyas kach, the measurements for the length of the tkiyas, l'chatchila, this is the way they have to be. Hatrua, he tests koiches kitzaros, right? That's nine little blows. Not it was one blow, but nine little sounds. Ushvarim yasa gimel shvarim zeachas deh. Shvarim is three shvarim, one after the other. Kol shever ye aruch kama gimel koiches kitzaros min atrua. Each shever should be 1/3 of the truas in length. V'nimtza shegam ha-shvarim he kama test koiches. And now the shvarim is like nine little blows, right? Because it's three of three makes nine. You don't want to lengthen the shvarim until the shvarim has like test koiches. You don't want like, if you do that too long, then you're not yotze, right? That meaning, so it's a little tricky for whoever's blowing the shofar. You have to do the two, not too long and not too short, because then it's like a trua. Right? But tkiyas, hema, havaris, pshutas, and a tkiyah, that's just one long blow. ובסי דתקיה שברם תשואה תקיה, תה כל תקיה ארוכה כמו השברם עם התשואה. You want each תקיה to be as long as a שברם together with a תשואה, דהיינו כמו חס יוד כיחס, you want to say חס יוד, 18 כיחס, meaning, because it's 9 כיחס of the שברם, and 9 of the תשואה, right? So basically what he's saying is that the tekiah, when blowing a shvarim and trua, that tekiah has to be as long as the shvarim and trua together. Right? But the tekiah of a shvarim and the tekiah of a trua does not have to be that length. We say the tekiah shvarim
tekiah. Is that what the Rashiv is looking at his watch for?
Correct. Exactly. Yes. We say the tekiah shvarim tekiah, te kol tekiah aruga kumaya shvarim, dahinu kumaya test koiches. Okay, we say the tekiah trua tekiah. That's it. It's fine. Now, this is another tricky thing. If you listen to the tekiahs, not every shul does this, but if the bekiyim do this, the first tekiahs that we do right after laning, before musaf yesh lasis hashvarim im atrua b'neshima achas, the shvarim with the trua should be in one breath. Meaning, the baal tekiah should say two, 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 straight, one breath. Right? The Mishabura says there should be like a slight break. V'lchein ha-makri, yikra, not all makris do this. The makri should call out in order to let the Baal Tekeya know what to do. B'pam achas, shvarim trua. Meaning the makri, when he says, he shouldn't say shvarim trua, he should say shvarim trua, to let the Baal Tekeya know that he should do the shvarim trua quick. Right? But the tekiah is during chazaras hashatz or nusach svar during shmoneh esrei. Yesh la'asoysen b'shtei neshimas. You should do it with two breaths, meaning two, 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 with a breath. To do. We come agam la'yasigunei, but don't do a hefsek. Eliyut kufa zu lezu. They should be very close to each other, just with a longer pause. But makar yikur gamkein shteim b'pamachas, and the makar should also say both at the one. Meaning, instead of saying shvarim and let him blow shvarim and then say trua, right? That's really what the kitzur means. He means like the chazan, the makri shouldn't say shvarim and then he blows a shvarim and then say trua, right? No, don't do that. So that's why we say shvarim trua together. But the medaktikim, when they want the baal tekeah to leave a space in between the shvarim trua or not, they'll say shvarim trua, or they'll say shvarim trua, or if they really want to break, they'll say shvarim trua. Okay, those are a little bit the insider things that go on by the tekiahs in some shuls. Okay, we'll stop there. Right, that's what we have to. That's
Don't they switch that in Shasha some years one way, some years the other way?
Yeah, different parts can say different things. Like everything else.
I hope you're home.
I am home. Yes,
we've been out for a long time.
Yes, I am home, and I've been home for 10 minutes, and now I can go, hopefully, down with Myra and Sulitz and my poor wife.
We could say this year lasted from Lakewood to here, right?
Pretty much.
Oh,
correct.
My gosh. That's a long year.
Yeah, but it's a quick trip. Didn't cost me anything. Didn't cost me any time whatsoever. What's the difference? I do it in a car or sitting at a dining room table, other than a little bit of stress.
The only thing is you miss Naftali.